order. Madam Clerk, could you please take the roll?
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Solomon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Here.
Alderman Skransky.
Here.
We have a very special person with us tonight, who we all know, Lacey McMillan. And Lacey, could you please come forward? And Lacey just recently became a U.S. citizen, and she agreed reluctantly tonight to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. So, Lacey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And then at the end
the department heads will tell you they only last one.
At the end of the meeting, she'll be singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Congratulations, Lacey. Very proud of you.
Congratulations.
Okay, next item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir.
Adam Remington, 6049 Hillside Court. Just want to remind everybody to keep voting for us early and often in the kitchen remodel contest. This is the one time Sandy says it's okay to keep voting. So.
What happened, guys?
Early and often
right now. Yeah, I know.
We are. I thought we were just ahead.
Oh, no, it's ahead. Down by like 2,000, isn't it?
It was like 1,500.
Yeah.
Down?
Yeah. Yeah. You're in early.
We're up.
Great. Let's see. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? If not, we're going to close the citizens' comment period and turn to item B2. Announcements, a statement of support for Guard and Reserve in the City of Franklin. I'm going to, this plaque that we have was given to us at the ICC meeting. Actually, it was given to all the communities. And we had a very special guest that brought it in, and unfortunately he's also a ski instructor over at the Rock. He's a lieutenant colonel, flew planes for like 27 years for Midwest Express, and I'm going to bring him down here in the near future, one of the next meetings, to give you a short presentation, the same presentation he gave at the ICC. But this is from the Department of Defense, and it's a great organization, as you can tell from the proclamation. I think once you meet this gentleman, you're going to be very, very impressed. Next is there's an article about Chris Abley naming the House of Corrections superintendent. The county executive did call me let me know that they had selection committee had come up with a name of an individual. He also wanted to assure me that the things that we discussed in his office when I was with Alderman Olson and police chief and the fire chief, as far as the same level of security and notification and relationships to the city, would remain intact. As you know, there's a lawsuit that's been undertaken by the sheriff as to whether anyone can actually disrupt the jurisdiction of that House of Correction under him. So this is a interim situation. One thing of note, and that's that at the meeting that we had in the county executive's office, we asked that one of our people be on the selection committee, and that was our police chief. So our chief played an integral role in the selection of the gentleman that has been selected. So we'll be hearing more about that. I would characterize our meeting with the county executive as very positive. Now we have to make sure that he fulfills all the promises that were made to us. Correct, Alderman Olson.
take that in the spirit of his intended.
Are there any questions about that? I think it's safe to say that this entire issue is in limbo for the moment, given that the sheriff has filed a lawsuit. But we all have we know the seriousness of making sure that whoever is in charge of the House of Correction is going to do the same or better job than has been performed by the Sheriff's Department. Okay, if there's nothing on that, turn to the minutes of...
Motion approved.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded and under discussion. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I have two things. One, it says Alderman Wilhelm vacated his seat, so we should probably correct that.
Close.
And the other one is on G14, where it talks about the grant, and I remember sort of struggling through the motion because the two grants were from two different pots, and I remember saying I should have said both names of grants, so I'll insert that. So it says the Outdoor Recreation Aids grant, but they're actually two different sources. So we can either have it say the DNR grants or insert the names of both pots of funds. So
is any objections to that? Alderman Schmidt?
Regarding technical and all this stuff, but under G10, it was seconded by Schmidt. So call it.
Wow, seconded by Schmidt. That's right.
Yeah. It could have said worse. Could have been a typo.
Is this the same night as the election?
It could have said Doug made a motion.
You weren't here, right? You're taking the minutes. Because I've never seen you ever make a mistake. Okay.
It was Paul.
Oh, Paul. Now we know. All right. With those no objections to those changes, there's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have letters from Katie Kramers.
Kathy
Kramers. Both surround the Myers Project. Both, I believe, are self-explanatory. They are addressed to Mr. Mike Flickinger, who is the representative from Myers. As I said, I think both of them are self-explanatory. Basically said that the permits were denied. Alderman Solomon?
I would suggest that staff take these two letters along with the map of where these wetlands are on this site and probably make 20 copies, hand them out to anybody that wants to develop those properties, because this is the second time this has happened now. So they don't all spin their wheels, you know, doing the same thing. It would make it much easier for everybody, and it would make it much easier for us.
Just on that note, Myers was told right up front about the difficulty of this site. But yeah, I do think that's a great suggestion. You might remember that the staff actually moved for denial, or requested denial of the project. Okay, anything for your information? I think the two letters, while they're short and sweet, they say a lot. Next is just a letter from Chris Abley. Again, I attended his State of the County address. I know that Alderman Taylor was there as well, and I think Alderman Wilhelm was there as well. And there are many, many subjects that could be of interest to us as a local community. Wanted to let you know that it was well attended. In fact, it was so well attended, they thought they were going to have the fire marshals come in. Oak Creek. I think the main reason that it was in Oak Creek is Brian Murphy, the officer that was shot, was also being honored at the White House, or had been honored at the White House either the day before or after. I think it was after. So any questions on that? Not? I have moving to G1, a donation from Franklin Lions Club in the amount of $1,000 to the fire department.
Accept.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Olson.
Well, let no one be under the notion that this $1,000 will buy an LED sign. Yeah. It will make a small bit, but
it's a start.
Good down payment.
All right. Got a motion. It's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 2, ordinance to amend Chapter 15-3.0442 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, pertaining to the restaurant bar structure.
Move to approve.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Only that I think it's going to be a fantastic addition to the hill. You can see it in the pictures. And I think, as Alderman Solomon had said, they better make room for Mayor Taylor and Alderman Solomon for watching the baseball games. Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. An ordinance to amend Chapter 15-3.0418 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District Number 13, Walmart, Sam's Wholesale Club, to in part expand the district boundaries to include and provide for rezoning and adjoining to the south approximately 19.7-acre parcel. Mr. Deal?
Thank you. As the staff report and common council packet indicate, the applicant is asking for rezoning to expand the PDD that Walmart and Sam's Club is in to their property. The Ashley Furniture store is not, that property is not owned by them. They have a lease, and they are proposing to move to another location, I believe, in Greenfield. So the owners of the property, represented by Grey Wolf, are asking for this rezoning. In particular, they're asking that that PDD for Walmart and Sam's Club be amended as well to allow warehousing and distribution as a special use. They have said that when they first heard that Ashley might be moving out, they started looking around for possible tenants, and those are the only ones, those types of users were the only ones that were interested in that property. Staff is recommending no, because this is not consistent with the 27th Street plan or the city's comprehensive master plan. The Plan Commission also concurred with that recommendation, is not recommending approval. We have received a phone call from a property owner yesterday and an email as well, so there are neighbors that are not comfortable with this change as well. Some of those neighbors from the adjacent condo development to the west did attend the public hearing and spoke with concerns as well. So the only thing I'd like to point out, if the Common Council would consider approval, there is a clause in this ordinance that the applicant asked, in addition to the warehouse and distribution, they were asking for approval of other uses as well. We would like that to be clarified, possibly. Our suggestion, staff suggestion, would be to clarify that to mean the special uses that are special uses in the B3 would be special uses in this PDD district as well. But staff is recommending not approval in the Plan Commission as well.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I know there's no end of problems with the beeping of the snow plows and things that are happening. The residents over there are very concerned about the parking problems. If anything should forward on this, I would suggest that minimum something like white cedar or something be put up to block. But I just, this, without having a project, I think we're opening up way too much. Staff will have no ability to control any project. So I'm going to do as Plan Commission and Planning staff suggested and make the motion to deny the ordinance to amend 15-3.0418 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District 13, Walmart, Sam's Wholesale Club, to part, expand the district boundaries to include and provide for rezoning of an adjoining to the south approximately 19.7-acre parcel, and an adjoining to the south approximately 2.92-acre outlot from B2, the General Business District and Floodway District and outlot to PDD District number 13 and Floodway District, and to allow for warehousing and distribution uses and other uses subject to special use and or other city approval within the existing building on the 19.7-acre parcel of Waver Partners, Inc., applicant, 6801 South 27th Street.
Second. So moved and seconded, Mr. City Attorney.
I heard Alderman Wilhelm say that she was making the motion pursuant to the recommendations of the Plan Commission and planning staff. So I'd like to know if I'm correct in that the reasons she would state for motion and Alderman Schmidt as the Alderman seconding the motion would be that the proposal is inconsistent with the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan, that the proposal is consistent with the inconsistent with the 27th Street zoning as well as the 27th Street zoning overlay and zoning guidelines, and also that the proposal does not include specific uses and that the proposed use of a distribution center is not appropriate for the specified site.
I strongly believe that to be correct. And do you need that to be a motion?
Under discussion, Alderman Solomon and Alderman Olson.
This was hashed out at the Planning Commission with length. It was denied unanimously for several reasons.
Alderman Olson.
My compliments to the planning staff and the Planning Commission for standing by a plan that was worked on for a long time and we spent a lot of money.
Any further discussion? Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I'd like to make a second motion when we're done with this one. So,
okay.
Just
I did it. Alderman Schmidt.
Yeah, I would just like to add that I received several emails from residents in the area that strongly urged us to hold on to this.
Honor?
There was an article that came out. I don't know that my quote in the paper was exactly correct. I told one of the neighbors that sent me an email today that they asked me if I would vote against this, and I said I would. I'd vote against the distribution and the warehousing. But I do want to state, if for no other reason, kind of a, I'll put it in the category of advice that yes, we have a plan. The plan was put in place some 4 or 5 years ago. Our economic times were much different. A part of my little speech I had the other day had to do with there could be changes or additional changes coming from outside agencies that could affect our overall plan for all of 27th Street. In fact, we had an internal meeting today regarding finding out if the Department of Transportation is once again rolling back on some of their previous commitments. So, and the last piece is that Alderman Wilhelm, I think, will appreciate this, that we had the Jewel Osco building down there was vacant for a very, very long time. And it took a lot of effort to get people to have an interest in that. I think we had an appliance store, and we had a number of entities that came and went. Many of the spaces behind the retail were Jimmy John's. Those are still vacant down there. So I agree that if we have an ordinance, we must stay with it. It's not really optional. We must stay with it. But I just point out that the economic times have changed radically. Hopefully they will bounce back, but there's no assurance that they will.
Alderman Olson?
Where do I go from there? Well, you can act short-term or you can plan and things long-term. And if you're basing decisions based on the current economic times, you're going to get whatever rolls down the street. I personally don't subscribe to that theory. It's obvious based on the work I've done over the last 20 years for the city. I think it would be a disaster to allow district to we're all going to vote for this, so it's fine, but it would be a disaster to allow for a distribution facility in the middle of a retail place. I think also going forward, it would be a disaster for us to abandon our plan based on the fact that DOT changes their mind again. DOT has consistently changed their mind. They have never stuck by a decision in their lives on the 27th Street project. I lived through roundabouts. I lived through, you can put up signs in the medians. You can put trees in the medians. You can do, you got to put up a 2-foot wall in the median. You got to put stormwater in the median. You can't have a terrace. You can't have a terrace. You can't have a sidewalk. You can't have a sidewalk. Not any way to make a decision. We as a city have to chart our path and keep going. If we decide that everybody else is going to impact our lives and we're going to bow to that, we're going to be waving in the wind. So that's my political speech for today. Thank you. And I'm not even wrong.
Okay. Anything further? If not, there's a motion on the floor. And second, any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it.
I abstain.
Abstain. Five ayes, no noes, one abstention, ayes have it, motion carries. Second motion.
Motion to refer the review of possible uses to the Forward Franklin EDC for research and outreach to businesses on business uses and needs as they relate to available building space.
Is there a second?
Second discussion.
It's been moved and seconded under discussion. Alderman Olson.
I would ask the maker of motion to include that one of their criteria is highest dollar value per acre use as well.
I'm okay with including that.
And the second was? Okay. All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G4, resolution authorizing officials to execute an engineering service agreement with Groff, Inc.
Pass
over to Mr. Mayor.
No. Oh. No, we already passed that. You got to stay with us in your last meeting.
Yeah.
I was still under tonight. Sorry. My vote for the right is aye, if anybody knows.
Well, got
that.
Yeah.
Well, I did. Okay.
It was in between his nap.
Yeah.
You were napping.
Yeah, stick to the plan, huh? Yeah. Item G4.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
I get it right once for.
Mayor, when we put together the application for what we call the Victory Creek Pleasantville Trail, we knew we'd have to evaluate the bridge. We decided not to spend any money until we got the grant, because if we didn't get the grant, and I say we, this is the Trails Committee and staff. So now we're bringing it to the council. It does appear that we have an email now that we can start spending money on the Victory Creek Trail, and we would recommend. Grafe is an excellent structural engineer. In fact, they're ones that headed the O'Donnell Park evaluation of the collapse, although they had other consultants in. So recommend that that we have Grafe. We need to do a load capacity, because this bridge is an old agricultural bridge, and they're going to have to evaluate whether we can use it just for pedestrians, which I think it obviously will hold, but can we put a snowplow truck? Can we put an ambulance over it? Can we put the squad car over it? And this will give us that information.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, Piercy, whoever put it in knew what they were doing, because it's pretty well built.
That's not good.
So I'm going to move to adopt the resolution authorizing officials to execute an engineering service agreement with Grafe, Inc. to determine the load capacity on the old single-span steel farm bridge over the east branch of the Root River near South Bridgeview Street to be used for the Public Trail for a lump sum cost of $7,200 as established in the agreement.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Mr. Liberto.
I thought I heard $7,200, but I
said
$7,200.
Oh, okay.
Not to exceed.
Great. Right. Lump sum cost is what the.
All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have the motion carries. Item G5, authorization to submit a proposal for funding for City of Franklin Emerald Ash Borer Tree Mitigation to the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative.
Move to authorize the proposal.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Mr. Bennett.
Yeah, I just want to point out to the aldermen that the Emerald Ash Borer is moving through Franklin a lot faster than we anticipated. And, you know, I don't know that we're going to be able to go 5 or 6 years, have a program that would extend over 5 or 6 years that may have to be compressed. You don't want the trees to die. You don't want to have to cut down a dead tree, because they have a tendency to explode when they hit the ground. Very difficult to handle. You want a tree to take down while it's still green. So we may have to accelerate our ash borer. And while we've investigated this, it doesn't look like it's, maybe we've been told by DNR, maybe a 1% chance. I still think it's worthwhile spending a couple days doing the application and getting it in. And even though it doesn't look like we're going to have a very good chance of getting it, I think we can show that the ash borer is spreading through Franklin faster than we anticipated, and funds will be needed to handle this.
Okay. Alderman Skrowski?
Jack, how many trees, ash trees, do we have in the city? Do you have an idea? Give or take.
We have about 10,000. We don't know how many ash trees there are in the city, and I couldn't answer
close.
That question.
They were close.
I couldn't make even a guess, because, you know, the wild areas that's maybe in the trees, 25% of the trees are ash trees, something in that order. But we got about...
What does the city own?
About 10,000 total trees, and about a quarter of those are ash.
Okay. How many are dead already?
I don't think I can answer that question.
I probably can.
And how can we determine this?
Well, you can tell when they're dying. They die on top and work out.
Well,
I think there's something like... I just took a tour with... Ron Romeis, Jerry Schaefer, and our forester of all for the whole city, and I think there are they've already taken down almost 700 trees, ash trees, our trees, and I thought the number is around 1,700 to 1,900 ash trees that are city owned. They're also showing. They took me around to show me. I'm pretty sure I can spot them now. They also showed me some of the trees that are on private property. And we're going to have a couple more meetings, I think, with Jack and others to try and wrap our arms around this and then bring back some sort of policy.
I saw the floor.
Yeah.
So we're about 18% of our trees are dead already. 17-18%. And do you have any anticipated guess what the trees are in the stages right now? See some that are ready to be dying?
My understanding, a tree gets the emerald ash for 2 or 3 or 4 years before it'll start showing. So there's a possibility that all of Franklin can be infected at this point.
So, in essence, you're saying that the 10,000 trees are firewood or ground up, going to be ground up or something.
And if it's like Michigan and other places that had this before, almost all their ash trees die. In fact, I think you can say nearly every ash tree die. Now, the situation may be is that once all the ash trees die, the emerald ash borer, who only eats the bark of ash trees, may end up dying, and they may come back.
Yeah, they have not to eat.
Don't have anything to eat, so they may die out.
So you'd be
but we don't. But they haven't come back yet in Michigan. And Michigan has lost literally all their ash trees.
Well, that's my question: whether we're by spending this money, are we ahead of the game or not?
Well, we're planting a new tree for. We're planting a tree on a lot for the one or two trees we take down. We are not planting a tree for a tree. We're planting, if a person has two ash trees on their property and they're removed, we're planting one ash, no, not ash tree, but a replacement for that ash tree. So we're not going to be losing necessarily our street trees. We're just ending up starting over again with smaller trees.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the homeowners and the city, but we're only talking about the city's responsibility.
And there's probably a lot more trees, ash trees, on private property than there are on city property.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. But we don't have a count. There is a way that they can fly this and by photographic, they can tell where the ash trees are and actually count the ash trees, and we've talked to McCamness about doing this, and there's a possibility. Milwaukee has done this, and they can actually determine what type of tree is by the amount of energy given off by the leaves. It's beyond me exactly how they do it, but they can do this, and Milwaukee has done this. I've asked McCamness if they would do this for the county, and our problem is McCamness is running out of money right now. Special projects.
Okay. I just have a lot of questions on it. Is this money anywhere in the budget that we have to do this?
Yes, we budgeted now, and as I mentioned, we budgeted hopefully over a 5 or 6 year period, but that may concentrate on us and squeeze it down. It'd still be about the same amount of money, but we have to do it in a shorter period of time. So we do have money in the budget for this year, and we've been cutting trees each year.
And disposing of those trees?
And disposing of those trees. A lot of the logs are still, the trunks of the tree are still at Public Works. After a 2 or 3 year period, when the bark dies off and dries, they are legally, can be taken out of the quarantined area. But that has to, they have to stay for a period of time. The wood chips, where we're chipping it all, we have been tub grinding them now, because DNR says, if we just chip them, it doesn't kill the ash borer. But if we tub grind them, which makes excellent mulch, it does kill the ash borer. So the chips that we're putting out in front of Public Works are legal actually to take out of the quarantine area, because we're afraid of having people getting chips and taking them up north someplace. And that's the way the ash borer spreads fast, is when people take firewood or that to another area. And they'll transplant it. Because they're only supposed to go like 3 or 4 miles a year, but they're fighting their leaving.
Is there any disposal that you would use at the city's landfill, waste management? Can you dispose of any of there?
We haven't been. We think we may be able to sell some of the trunks of the trees.
You've got to wait 4 years before you do that.
Yeah, but we've already had some sitting 2.5 years, so we don't have to go very long.
We're starting to
cut them up into smaller pieces and giving them out as firewood. And I think you remember I brought in a letter that we could give people in a form that they would sign agreeing not to take it out. So we're starting to give if the people on that lot that we're taking the tree, want the firewood, and we're starting to give them the firewood.
That's
so we're going to have less trunks to, and we'll cut it up into section. And we figure it's about the same cost of us cutting it up into firewood sections. And they'd have to split it and everything. Of us transporting it back to the yard and handling it. So we think that's kind of a wash.
Thank you.
Alderman Wilhelm, and then Alderman Taylor, and the city attorney has a.
Jack, is there any possibility you can joint partner on this with Greendale or Oak Creek for a larger project? Because I'm reading through this, there's a couple things that I noticed that are going to be a little challenged by this date. And not that, you know, we should still try for it, because I think we should. But one of the things is that you have to demonstrate partnerships. And at this point, I don't know if we reached out to anyone. And I talked to Ron a little bit about some possibilities. One of them was the possibility of the Franklin Historical Society hosting a proper tree planting, which your crews are probably going to need. And if you can get a forester and they can host it over at the buildings over here, you could add that as some type of partnership. Maybe you could get the Oak Creek forester to assist. You have to have some type of partnership. So I'm just throwing out wild ideas at this point. So it might be worth it to talk to a couple of the other organizations, because it's open to nonprofits, it's open to municipalities, and demonstrating that partnership to leverage funds, as they say, is an important consideration. But no match is required, so they're not necessarily looking for a financial output, but some type of partnership so the wider community is involved. The other thing was making sure we're mentioning the newsletter and the education to constituents about that might be really helpful. But you are in we're in the Emerald Ashbrook Quarantine County, so that makes that AOC, the area of concern, whereas we wouldn't have qualified for that. So that has to be laid out a little bit in there. So I was just wondering, I think it requires a lot of support, and this partnership is probably going to be the biggest challenge to meeting this deadline. So that might be where, writing the grant looks pretty straightforward. It's that other part. So might want to get on that.
Yeah, I've talked to Ron. I'm probably going to assign this to Ron Romine. So okay. He's already started working on it a little bit.
Alderman Taylor.
Well, when I lived in Michigan, I remember driving up. I left in 2006, but I remember driving up, going over the Mackinac Bridge and seeing big signs, you know, saying, do not go over the bridge. Worried about what happened to, you know, the UP and that. But I can tell you, any aldermen up here besides Alderman Olson and Zalman will be leaving us in a few weeks. Not the earth, but this body. you'd like to see what this is going to do to your neighborhood and your subdivision, just come on to my front driveway and stand and look down 28th Street or look down Hilltop. It's devastating, because what was once was a canopy of 20, 25-year-old trees in the summertime is now wide open like a brand-new subdivision. And I actually have been treating my tree, dropping $126, to see if I can beat it. Probably won't. Probably throw away money. And, when 2 years or 3 years go by and this has to go down, I probably could have a tree that's, 2, 3, 4 years old. But I'm, going to enjoy it while I can. But you're going to get the phone calls, and there are going to be people upset that tree is coming down. And basically, unless they treat it, we will take it down. And they'll put up a pink ribbon around it, so you'll know it's coming down. People take down the pink ribbon. So what have we been doing? Spray painting the bottom of the tree pink. And then you will have a mess. You have a complete mess in front of your home. And then when the plow trucks come, because they've been doing it this winter, all that bark and all that stuff is snow plowed into your yard. So be prepared for the amount of calls you're going to get, people being upset, because it's not fun at all. And it just, as a mayor drove around and saw it, it is devastating for people that have looked at that. That was shade. It's sad. But something we definitely have to deal with and do the best we can to replace what we can.
Alderman Sullivan,
The trees that are on private property or that are in the swales, et cetera, that we don't have access to, I don't think you're going to be able to save them. So for those of you who are on the council now and are going to be here in the future, what you're going to have to do is probably make it a nuisance tree so you can require them to take it down. However, what we've done in the past with the cottonwoods is absolutely nothing. And that is a nuisance tree.
Right.
So you're going to have to do something.
Good point.
City attorney?
All I read with regard to this agenda item is the action sheet. The only subject matter of this agenda item is whether or not to apply for free money to contribute to the city's funding and physical efforts of taking down Emerald Ash Forest. City, when I read the action sheet, my first thought was, let's see, the practice has been 200 trees a year, and I was wondering about that because the city already is participating with another nonprofit association, that being the Franklin Business Park Owners Association, for over the past 2 years, who is responsible and recognizes that for taking down the ash trees within the Franklin Business Park, and all of the owners owning property in the business park are likewise interested. Nonetheless, I asked myself, why is the request for 200 trees a year or $60,000 when the program area has limits of $50,000 to $250,000? And then, unless there's an answer in the next small print pages, I heard the city engineer at the start say it's time to step up the program, so I'm hearing more than 200 trees a year. So I'm wondering why the request is not also to step up the program and let's do 400 trees a year or 800 trees a year. Why is the request for $60,000, which Mr. Bennett indicated might not be available in any event, but it's worth it, spend 2.5 days writing up an application for, why not ask for 800 trees and $240,000, since he also said probably every tree in the city is already in effect.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I agree. I think we should go for the maximum amount. And I actually had a note on here about Business Park being one of the partners, which I was going to talk to Ron about. So that's a great suggestion. So why don't we just make the motion to authorize to submit the grant as they see fit. Maybe it had to do a little bit with staffing. They wondered. But when I was talking with Ron, I said, well, we can write in staffing. Right in, possibly hire a consultant. That could be part of the cost as well.
I apologize. I was out of the country during the last week.
Is that motion included subject to review and acceptance by city attorney?
Okay.
Okay. And who's the second? Is there a second?
Right. Would you like to read that formally?
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Okay. Under discussion, I give it to Kim one more time. Yes, Ed.
Your Honor?
Only that when I did take the tour and we were out for some time, we did go through the business park. The business park is devastated. It's probably the largest amount of damage that did go down many of your streets, Alderman Taylor, and you are absolutely correct in your statements. And one day you have this large canopy, the next day you have a tree that's about this thick in front of your house, and you've been waiting 15 or 20 years. I'll take Ron and Jerry at their word. They said that the people in Franklin have been, given that the magnitude of the problem, have been very understanding so far. They have had a number of calls, but I guess either the paper or the Environmental Commission or the Common Council did a good job getting the news out there. Here, Alderman Taylor is correct. You're going to be prepared to receive a number of calls. And here's the thing that I, that was indelible in my tour that I got, and that's that you really can't determine whether the tree looks like it's going to come down. But the tree is extremely brittle, extremely brittle. And some of these are very large trees, and they cross the roads. So it's better to try and take them down before they come down, either blocking the road or have more serious damage. And as far as the trees in the for the private properties, there might be some that are of an extraordinary measure that the city may have to intervene, or it may have to come to the council for some sort of action. Also, let you know that we have paths in our park systems that many of the trees have been affected. I did ask our folks to see what Milwaukee County Parks are doing regarding the subject, because they're really going to be devastated.
They're applying for the grant.
With the number of trees that are affected. So, but if you take nothing away from what I'm saying, remember the trees are hard to recognize that are damaged, and all of them could be very, very brittle. So.
I just want to make a point on that. What normally happens when the tree starts to climb, like you said, the top dies, but sometimes that happens with the trees in general, but the bark starts falling, stripping off, and what's going on there is the bugs are being attacked by the birds, and then bark starts falling. So when you see a big pile of bark and chips coming down, that's a pretty good indication it's really infested.
Bunch of woodpeckers left.
Right, a bunch of birds trying to get at the emerald ash borer.
Yeah, after I saw 400 or 500 of them, I just began to be able to go, yep, that one. Alderman Olson.
Well, the Board of Public Works and I think the Environmental Commission and the Board of Health have been on this for a long time. So us rehashing it. The reality is if we have 1,750 trees left out of our 2,500, our liability is $131,250 for 1 year taking down 850 trees. So we've got a $262,000 nut to take care of. And, you know, you guys are going to do what you want after April 3rd, but, you know, talking about private residents' trees, waste of time. We have no responsibility for those. Nor can legally, unless they give us right to enter, we can't touch them. So to worry about private residence trees is silly. So we've got to come up with $262,000. Jack's put it in the budget for this year, not $100,000. So, you know, you guys got an issue to deal with, but this is a city problem. You take down our trees, let everybody else worry about theirs.
I don't know if you're looking at me, but because that's not what I was saying. There are some trees that are on private property that could fall on city property.
Yes.
So. Okay. Motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item seven. Six. Place seven, six. Cheat two. It wasn't six. Item six is Alderman Olson's. It's requested that the procedures for boards and commissions requesting independent action, the county and state agencies be placed on the agenda. And then there's an email that on November 2nd, 2012, Board of Public Works sent a letter to the State Department of Transportation. Alderman Olson?
Well, you know, you start feeling better, Jesse. I've noticed for many, many years that I hear boards and commissions directing staff and doing that kind of thing. And when this came about, this is not picking on the Board of Public Works by any means. This seems to be a problem. I think that the boards and commissions need to be reset a little bit, that they are advisory to the common council, and they, that especially issues like sending letters to county, state, those are really common council issues that really ought to come through this body, and because they're policy issues, and not only that, they're advisory to the county council. So I just bring this up. I had a nice long conversation with Ron Romites about this specific instance. He understands it. You know, that's the negative side of it. The positive side of it is the board or commission comes up with something that they see as a desperate need that needs county or state help, this is the body that ought to put the imprimatur on it and add the weight of the city behind their request. So, you know, in this specific instance, if this was a big problem, the common council should have petitioned the Department of Transportation on it and put some weight behind it. I don't know that this needs a policy other than for all of us or those people who will April be aldermanic representatives to boards and commissions, just remind them. You know, I don't know that it needs a policy, but now it's been discussed, hopefully, and people will recognize it.
Okay. Anything further on that? Not, I just wanted to note that thought that the city attorney passed the gavel much faster than he did. I think the mere fact that he's here and with us probably deserves a really nice round of applause.
And he's more ornery, you can just tell.
Okay, thanks. Item H, Alderman Sullivan.
Mary approved, Klein approved, Moore approved, Springer approved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carried. You have a list of vouchers dated March 5th, 2013. In front of you, numbers 146278 through 146455. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Sullivan.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Stearns.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You now have the net payroll dated February 22nd, 2013 in front of you. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skronsky,
Alderman
Schmidt,
aye.
Alderman Taylor,
aye.
Alderman
Wilhelm,
Alderman Olson.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Olson, would you like to make a motion to adjourn?
No, I'd rather sit here and chat.
We thought it would be historic.
Mr. Mayor, 85 degrees yesterday.
Yeah. There you were.
Glad to hear it. That was in West Dallas. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please have it. Motion carried.